podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's a warm-up to Neil Atkinson and Paul Senior in the away end, 85 on the clock. Paul Senior, this is one of the great Liverpool performances. That's the best I've ever seen. I just put on Twitter Aquino, this is the best performance I've ever seen. And then 30 seconds later, there's 10% of Arsenal making up for it. This is unbelievable. I always thought the Arsenal game at home was a 5-0, was it?
A 5-1.
Under Rodgers would be the best performance I've ever seen a Liverpool team play in my life. With 85 minutes on the clock here, I've never seen anything like this.
These are currently the second best team in the country. They may well be the third best team in the country, but we watched Chelsea get battered by Southampton, so they're not the fucking fourth best. And Liverpool have taken them to the absolute cleaners in front of our eyes.
It's not the performance where they're going to see the most goals, and I'm going to be honest, I know the four on the clock. It's the most complete Liverpool performance in terms of dominance, and as you say, these are probably the third best team in the country, if we're all honest. I think that's how the league table will tell the story.
And we're in their ground,
and these are fucking right up for this night as well. Make no bones about this, these are absolutely up for it, and they're not fit to share the same pitch as Liverpool tonight. Nobody would be. This is about as good as you'll see any professional football team play football. Totally in control. Just 11 players on another level.
They're phenomenal performances from back to front, aren't they? We'll do them on the pink gravel when we sit down with Rob. We will do it, we'll do it properly. But right now, I'm just in awe of these lads. Every single one of them. Just pick one out at random, Genie one out of them. What a showing.
Yeah, all of them. Bloody Robertson.
Let's have him. Come all ye faithful, joyful as all things, so come all ye according to Anfield. Of yore. Oh come, let's just adore. Oh come, let's just adore. Oh come, let's just adore. Liverpool.
You were asking me about, you know, the stand-up performers. There's 11 of them. Alisson Becker comes off his line, brilliant. That's one thing, he's untested. When he was tested, he was there. Two centre-halves, Van Dijk and Gomez. Gomez's pace next to Van Dijk is just something else. Van Dijk's grip, but Joe Gomez's recovery is like nothing you've ever seen. The quality from the full-backs is unbelievable. Jordan Henderson gone off injured. Unbelievable performance from him. Unbelievable, and the stick he's had over the years. I don't think there's a person in the world now who doesn't rate Jordan Henderson as a midfielder, and if they do, well, they're not just a big enough person to say that they were wrong in the first. Well, maybe they weren't wrong in some instances years ago. He is now one of the top midfielders in the world. You said earlier you wouldn't swap him for an N'Golo Kanté in either time. What to say about the front three? Fucking hell. Salah.
And takes us two opportunities brilliantly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's well documented, I've been tough on him the other week, and I think it was with an absolute right to be tough on him. How he's hasn't responded to what I said. The World Cup Championship, and he's been great. He's got a couple of goals tonight. He's had him on another level. His performance of the season for me so far. Things I was worried about and not doing, but that little extra bit of graft.
What a switch from Trent, that is bad, right? It's not a scene.
The quality in every one of these footballers is ridiculous. I just want to say on Firmino for a second there. I was worried, I gave him a hard time, and I'm happy to have done so. He's been brilliant tonight, absolutely brilliant. I don't do these shows to see everything in rose-tinted glasses, but when you listen to the full version of this pink later, there won't be rose-tinted glasses, it'll just be the total suit that the Liverpool team is unbelievable, absolutely brilliant, every single one of them.
Every single one, unless there's 89 on the clock. Hopefully this will record as well. I'm going to stick with the top of the show. We worked it out in a minute or two, but it's been a fucking pleasure to be in the King Power tonight to watch this football team. This is the football team of your dreams. Soak it in, take it in.
It's the pink.
It's the pink after Liverpool have beaten Leicester, dismantled Leicester 4-0. Now, if it's gone as a hope, you've just heard the prologue, which was me and Paul on the ground for the last 5 minutes. I've now got Paul Senior, I've got Rob Gutman. And Rob Gutman, that is as dominant, as tremendous, as astonishing a Liverpool performance as you'll care to see. Liverpool tonight, for all the world, look the next champions of England. They look like the champions of the world.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it might be up to now almost like the defining league performance of this modern era. It was incredible. It reminded me of an 80s Liverpool performance. I know I hark back to these things where you take on a rival and you go there and you don't just blow for blow come out on top like we did with City a few weeks ago. Fantastic game, but tonight was different. We dominate a really, really good team who don't make errors, but they just can't live with Liverpool. Dominate them, dismantle them, destroy them.
Best defensive record in the country, Leicester, Paul Senior. They had the best defensive record in the country. They haven't got that anymore because Liverpool have been in town.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. I expected Liverpool to beat them tonight. I said that before the game, and I really did fancy us. But the manner of what they do, it is what's so special. It's an unbelievable performance. I just said on social media there that I think it might be the best I've ever seen from Liverpool in my lifetime. I've just been on the phone to my dad and told him to take his Dalglish as soon as all his pots and pans and whatever.
Take your Dalglish, take your soon as, put them in your pots, put them in your pans.
Don't put them in the bin, but admit that this Liverpool team is as good as it's ever been.
You can now move on from them.
Well, you can. And you know, I've there's a lot of lads who do the Anfield rap in my age group who cut frustrated figures because our parents and the generations before has got to see the greatest Liverpool team of all time. But I'd honestly contest that now. What I've seen from these tonight is nothing short of remarkable. You know, Liverpool fans have been guilty for years of getting carried away too much. But if Liverpool keep playing that way, you can't see past them for the title, really. It's beyond a joke, to be honest with you, that level of performance. After being in Qatar and all the pressure of the World Cup Championships and the flights and this, that and the other, to go and put that performance in against the best defensive side in the country, a side that have been going everywhere, getting results when needed, Brendan Rodgers, who's been in a similar scenario to this before, to do all of what we've done tonight with all that in mind is just another level.
Play 18, 117, drawn 1. Absolutely cop for that, and that's Liverpool's biggest win of the season. The biggest win of the season hasn't come against anyone else. It's come against the side that, when we kick off, are in second place on their ground.
Yeah,
on their ground.
Yeah, and I'm very much looking forward to Brendan's explanation, and not in a vainglorious, gloating kind of way. I want him. He's a man of respect, and I want to hear what he says, because there was no ifs, no buts, no we were in there for 30 minutes, we were in there for an hour. No, they weren't. They were nowhere. They weren't in that game. They didn't play badly, but Liverpool was so patient, so relentless. What I loved about it, is the work we did in our own half in that kind of game. Normally, what you admire in the Liverpool performance, yes, you admire Van Dijk being solid and the keeper being good, but it's usually about the front three, isn't it? But just the way we controlled a football match from back to front, front to back, back side to side. I mean, I thought that was as complete. I mean, they're heroes all over the pitch, but that's a complete Liverpool midfield performance as I can recall. The balance was just wonderful. It's a balance we've dreamed of, really. With Jordan Henderson, he's at his imperious best at the moment. It's a high watermark in his career. But Gini Wijnaldum steps back after an injury. He's phenomenal. If he could have played in those Real Madrid sides that win 4 European Cups. Naby Keita, all reservations about Naby Keita were gone tonight, I think. Of course, he might take steps back before he takes steps forward again, but he was sensational.
Well, I'm one of the ones who did have, obviously, reservations about him, and a bit around his injury record, and whether it was ever going to happen to him. You can always see the technical ability of Naby Keita, and you get to see that in abundance tonight. But one thing I questioned, and it might be a bit of a basic point, but I just wondered whether he had the stomach for it.
Yeah.
To go and do what he does tonight, which is fight for everything. And there was battles that didn't he win on the pitch, but he was fair to them, and that's what I felt like we were promised with Naby Keita. And you know, the things you've seen him doing at Leipzig when he was in his prom, not the season that we agreed to sign him, but the season before.
Yes.
The season where
League of Player of the Year.
Yeah, that one, the one that I was the most excited about of any signing I thought we'd had in a long time. You know, I thought Mo Salah was going to be all right. I thought Sadio Mane was going to be all right, but they surpassed expectation. I don't think Naby Keita got anywhere close to expectation until these last couple of games. He had a glimpse before his injury at the new camp that he was about to come right for him, but he's had a stomach, heart, fight, all them things that this Liverpool team's got in abundance. And maybe that comes from what's around him, you know, from this will to win that they've got, this, you know, maybe the that if his performance drops, that someone's going to tell him, you're not allowed to do that. It's a mentality that's within the club now, that mentality monsters in Klopp references, that I've never seen in any Liverpool side in my lifetime, really. Just everyone on the pitch winners. Football teams that win titles are full of winners.
But they win every battle. And that was the thing about tonight, is that there isn't one of them who comes off and didn't win his personal battle. And there isn't one of them really where it's... I can genuinely struggle to think of a moment where it didn't feel like they just won the battle in the moment. Like, to do that over 90 minutes is absolutely insane.
Yes.
I mean, funnily enough, in a performance that we're so dominant, we score so many goals... If you ask me in this moment, without overthinking it, Joe Gomez is our man of the match in a certain sense. I thought he was absolutely incredible. And that adds to the Keita thing. Players who just step in, know what they have to do, and are just adjusted and tuned to this team.
There's moments for all of them in that game. You know, yeah. Even the goalkeeper's not worked, but the moment he is worked, when the ball gets in behind, he's off his line and he clears up. The level of concentration that requires when you haven't got much to do is unbelievable. He's brilliant. The fullbacks, Trent Alexander-Arnold especially, unbelievable.
Andy Robbo, he's incredible. Yeah. Van Dijk is actually sitting there. Sorry to interrupt you. We were joking first. Van Dijk's sitting there, literally not moving. He's moving, and Gomez is like this dervish around him doing the bits. And Van Dijk's just directing the operations. He doesn't have to work.
I mean, I'll fight anyone who rates Joe Gomez more than me. You know, I think the world of Joe Gomez, but I've had genuine concerns about him since his injury. Like, just the lack of confidence he had a few weeks ago. Well, it made me wonder that, is there something that's just... Do you know when they used to say about players not trusting their body? Is there something there that Joe doesn't quite trust?
Yeah.
The one thing Joe Gomez has got, he's got quality in abundance, but he's got pace, and he's got tons of it. Van Dijk's quick, but Joe Gomez is another level. And the recovery, and then the quality of just... There was a period, I can't remember if it was first half or second, so I apologise, but when you just see someone else, it was just pure brilliance. Pure brilliance. And we're not talking about playing against the Gang of Mugs here, we're talking about the side that is second in the league. And just... Words fail me about the level of defending that we did tonight. The midfield dominance that was tonight, and this is a midfield without our best midfielder. You'd argue. Well, what can you say about the captain? The pressure on him to stand up after Fabinho's injury is phenomenal. Phenomenal pressure in this title race with so much riding on it, and the level of performance from Jordan Henderson. In terms of on the ball, off the ball, in the tackle, spraying passes left,
leading
right,
by example,
just and then being a leader by example on the pitch and off it. It's another world. Genie comes back in after nothing. I can go all
Rob,
day.
No, I'm going to go to Rob. I'm going to Rob next on Genie. I think Genie's performance there is just off the charts. Good. You said before about it, he could play for one of the great Real Madrid sides. Genie Wijnaldum there tonight is. He's just tremendous. He just keeps it ticking. He moves the ball. He's so clever. But he's just got such physical presence. You can't get him off it. It was some performance.
Yeah, I mean, I think as the weeks have gone by this season, I've paid more and more attention to him. And the idea that he's this understated, I don't know, sort of like Max, not Maxi Rodriguez figure, but a guy who just helps us tick over, we've undersold him for too long. I think we've known we were underselling him, but not why. I think now I don't think he is stepping up a level. I think he's because he's been an attacking player. He's technically so much better than a normal central midfielder who you'd expect to be. But he's so dominant, so strong, so intelligent, and I don't know. I mean, the superlative. If this era becomes the era it should be, I think we'll look upon Gini Wijnaldum as a Liverpool great, as we should all of them. But he's up there for me with like the lads from Terry McDermott's and Ray Kennedy's, lads who are understated, world class.
This is the thing I struggle to get my head around, Robin. Obviously, you're older than me, and you've seen these lads, but. There must have been something else to be in the same company as this football team we've seen. I've been going to match for a long time now, and 13-14 was great, and under Rafa was great, but this
this is ridiculous. What we're saying now, ridiculous. And you know, Rob, you can tell me just how good Graham Souness was. I'm sure he was brilliant.
Your dad bores you.
My dad does bore me about it, and I'm glad he got to see that. But I know all our dads and all the lads of our age are their dads will be made up that we're getting something close. And you know what? The job isn't done yet. It's not done, but fuck me. This is the best opportunity we're ever going to have to do it. Whilst being reigning European champions, world champions, the crown and glory on fucking 12 months of brilliance has to come now. We're too good for it not to.
We are too good for it not to, Rob. This is a real... You'd overstate this sort of stuff when saying, I mean, you do what we do, you talk about every game a certain way. I've had this circled in red pen since June, since the fixtures came out, really, and that I felt it would mean something. And then if you got closer and closer to it, and now all the way up in the car, I was saying, they win today, it's 1 foot. It's 1 foot towards becoming league champions, because there's only so many games you can be reasonably expected to drop points in, and Leicester away is one of them. And I fancied them. I didn't fancy them to do that. I mean, that is a performance for the ages. That is one of the truly great Liverpool performances from 1 to 11.
I think in a way, we didn't quite want to say it to each other, but we did fancy them to do that. And I think it was coming. I think when they came off that pitch, the World Club thing, you know, might divide opinion as to its relevance in the wider scheme of things, but it was testing. It was a reminder of where they'd been in Madrid, about how high the mountain they'd climbed. A reminder, they're not just a team methodically chalking off 3 points. They're the team at the highest level in their league, and it. I think it gave us a confidence to go up a level today. And I think what your point about. Does it put one hand on the trophy or whatever metaphor you want to choose? The thing is, if you're Manchester City tonight, and they're a, you know, incredible team, they've just gone and they beat Leicester themselves well in the previous game, they beat Arsenal.
They're a good set of lads who've shown the bollocks.
They've got all kinds of bottle and mental strength. But they would have said to themselves, if we've got a chance, Leicester are our first, the first sort of notch on that mountain we've got to climb, that first base camp. That was our base camp. They had to get something off Liverpool tonight. And not only did they not get anything off Liverpool tonight, Liverpool humiliated them in their own backyard. And for Man City, that's going to be, it's going to be difficult to get. Look, by the time this goes out, some people will listen to it and they've gone and smashed Wolves. But I tell you what, it's going to be harder to get up for that tomorrow.
Looking at the Liverpool performance, start with the front, Paul. Firmino there gets his brace. He was terrific. It looked to me like he was beginning to tire a little bit just before he scored his second. Excuse me. But he was terrific, I thought. And, you know, he then came back alive. So involved in everything, Liverpool were doing well.
Yeah. And obviously, I gave him a bit of stick recently and he's responded. I mean, even in the World Cup Championships, I had concerns about him. Probably up until that second half of the final. And since then, I mean, the 120 minutes of football he's had is back to what we want to see from him. As I said, I don't know when what segments of what are going to come out in the show first or not. But I said basically, like, I'm not here. I don't do the Anfield rap, and I've been doing it for a long time to just see everything through rose-tinted glasses. I say what I see on these shows, and I was seeing a severe drop-off from a drop-off.
One goal in 16 speaks for itself. Yeah, you're
listen,
right.
Rob, I'm not doing this to be an arse, I'm not doing this to be a knobber, but I had genuine concerns about him, and I think they were well-founded. Since then, he's been sensational, and nobody is happier than me about that. So, he was fantastic tonight, I thought. Everything you associate with him is what you're seeing tonight, and that's not what we were seeing.
The second goal's tremendous.
It is, yeah. And it's a tremendous team goal as well. But he's obviously getting a bit of confidence back, and he could be tired, he can be whatever, and you're obviously entitled to be that. But I was concerned that it was a drop from a drop, and tonight it was everything I want from Roberto Firmino. Everything that we know about him, everything we know he's capable of. But he's adding the goals again, and that for me is important. The other two were great, but out of the three, he was the pick of the bunch.
Mane is endlessly dangerous, Rob. I think it is the defining characteristic of him. You've got to live with him, if you know what I mean. The first challenge for the opponents is, can you live with Sadio Mane? Can you live with him on the left? Can you live with him on the right? And tonight Leicester couldn't live with him, really. He just drags men everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Firmino gets the goals, but for me, Sadio is still the pick of the three. He's the danger. He's the intelligence in the attack, isn't he? when they get out, I mean, and the back eight behind those three were it's probably the best back eight performance I've seen, really. Because the front three had, by their standards, a series of six out of tens, but just relative to the rest of it. But still, it's Sadio's the point you get out from. Everything emanates from Sadio once we pass these triangles from so deep in our own half. We're the most press resistant team of the modern era, as well as being the best pressing team. It is incredible how we play our way out. And once you play your way out, then you get the ball into Sadio's feet, and then from that moment, everything's possible.
When you look at the... Go on.
No, I was going to say that everything is possible. And what we're doing through this level of performance is making me fear nobody. And nobody at all, you know. I go to the new camp last year with fears, and with fears that Barcelona can just be a bit too much for us. Imagine if Barcelona have to play against them tonight. No one can handle it. I honestly think it's up there with one of the all-time great Premier League performances because of the quality of the opposition. Leicester will finish top three, I'm convinced of it. Liverpool wiped the floor with them. You know, we've got Atletico Madrid in 6 weeks' time, is it?
Not a problem, Paul.
If you play like that, it won't be. Atletico Madrid are the ultimate defensive test, and that Liverpool team will wipe the floor with them if they play like that.
In terms of Liverpool performances, Rob, I've got a couple from last season in my head that I don't need to necessarily dwell on. Obviously, 4-0 against Barcelona. I've got 5-2 against Roma in my mind. I've got 5-1 against Arsenal at Anfield in the 13-14 season.
There's something very different about this.
I've got 4-0 at Leeds United in 2002 in my mind, February 2002 in my mind. You can go on. I've got 5-0 against Nottingham Forest in 1988 in my mind. But this is the pantheon of truly astonishing Liverpool performances that we've seen tonight. Liverpool performances that don't necessarily have to surprise you. I take the general point from earlier on that who is that surprised? But there is a flip side there of Liverpool performances that ring out across a nation, across a continent. This is the territory that we've hit tonight.
A result that pins Europe back by its ears.
Yeah.
But okay, let's part the 5-0 from 88, and even the Leeds one. They're from different eras and different contexts, but the other scores you cited, even in the Brendan era, the late Brendan, you know, the 14 era, or you talk about the 5-2 against Roma or Barca, they're wild Liverpool performances, wild in the best sense, where we bring our history, you bring our passion, we bring the manager's personality. This was composite. It was minute 1 to minute 90. It wasn't ever wild. It was a systematic dismantling and humiliation in a respectful sense of that word of a serious rival. It was complete. And under Klopp, I think we've had resilience, we've had wild. We don't often see complete, quite frankly. I think this is I think it's almost a turning point where they'll have learned what that feels like.
We hit like the offensive euphoria that we used to get under Rodgers, where it was all a bit mad.
Or even the 5-2 against Roma.
Yeah,
wild Klopp. We had that.
I suppose, in the beginning. I can't remember exactly what season. Maribor,
no, but even 4-1 at City as an example.
5-0 at Porto, or the 3-0 against City. Wildness, we know.
But we're not that sort of ridiculous offensive unit, but with, you know, fuck all foundation. But tonight it was both, wasn't it? It was the thing that kept impressing me was just take the four goals aside, obviously, but it's just the way. They move forward and Liverpool just take the ball off them, and we just keep it going and going and going, and it was just okay. Recycle. It was pressure. I'd have hated to have been Leicester tonight, because Leicester know they're good, you know, and that is to humiliate.
It's almost
a good
worse
size.
Because they know they're good. Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Why can't we play any football at all? Why would they let us play some football for a minute or two?
But also you get used to being like dominant in games. That we were talking to a really good couple of Leicester fans before the kickoff, and they were telling me that how good they think this Leicester side is, that they can go to Bournemouth and win 2-0, or they can go to X ground away, and they've never been able to do that in their history. And Liverpool didn't let them breathe. It's ridiculous level of performance, and without one of your best players, it's just another level.
Man of the match?
I said Joe Gomez. I could go Gini Wijnaldum, I could go Jordan Henderson, I could go Naby Keita. For me, it's from the midfield or Joe Gomez, but I'm being harsh on the rest.
Joe Gomez?
Let's go for Joe Gomez.
Back him.
Yeah, Gomez was excellent, and I've said that. The level's so good, isn't it? It's one of Trent or Henderson for me. Probably Trent.
Probably Trent. Henderson doesn't do the 90, Trent does. Let's give it to him.
Yeah.
And have a lovely time off the back of that. Listen, whatever you're doing, have a fantastic time. Because if you're listening to this, if you're paying money to subscribe to the Anfield Rap, you are currently supporting the best football team in the world and possibly the best incarnation of any Liverpool side that there has ever been. Liverpool are champions of Europe. Liverpool are champions of the earth. There is one more thing to do, and that's to be champions of England. And they've taken a massive, massive, massive step forward tonight, and we can't apologise about that. This is serious business. Liverpool have got one thing in mind. It is becoming the champions of England.
Thank you for listening to the Anfield Rap. Listen, you're probably going to get bored of this over the next few weeks. We're putting this at the end of every show. It's Neil Atkinson here, whether I hosted this show or not. To ask you to vote for us in the British Podcast Awards, to do that you go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, and there you'll find it is the Listener's Choice Award, supported by BBC Sounds. If you search for the Anfield Rap in the box that comes up, you will get the Anfield Rap, or TAW also gets us the Anfield Rap as well. So TAW gets us the Anfield Rap, or the Anfield Rap in there. And then from there, if you vote for us, you'll then get an email that you'll have to click to confirm the vote. And then from there, you've registered the vote, and we appreciate it very much. We've never won this award in the British Podcast Award. We've come second 3 consecutive years. We discovered that last season we were a little bit closer than we thought last year. Good Lord, not everything works like that, Neil. And so we thought, well, let's give it a real go. We'll give it a big push this time out. So hopefully you've been able to do that for us, and hopefully you're happy to do so as well. We do always appreciate the support in any way in which it comes at the Anfield Rap, and especially through what's obviously been a difficult time for a number of podcasts for obvious reasons. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, and take care. Sports Social Podcast Network.